Facebook has finally responded to the Cambridge Analytica scandal, but senators want more answers. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. Two U.S. senators are asking the powerful Senate Judiciary Committee to get Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg to come to Congress and explain how Facebook handles your personal information, and to explain how it let political data firm Cambridge Analytica harvest detailed information on 50 million Facebook users without their permission. Congress has already asked Facebook to appear once to try to explain its role in spreading Russian propaganda during the 2016 election, but Zuckerberg and COO Sheryl Sandberg sent their legal team instead. Senator John Kennedy is a Republican representing Louisiana. He and Democrat Amy Klobuchar wrote the letter asking Zuckerberg to testify.
Well, let me say first, I think Facebook is a wonderful American company, and they do many good things. They bring the world closer in some respects. They allow us to exercise our First Amendment rights. They played a pivotal role in the Arab Spring in the Middle East, where people could communicate with each other. But their power sometimes scares me. I mean, let's face it, Facebook is no longer a company, it's a country. And some of the problems presented by a company with that much of the new oil data need to be answered. And I would like Mr. Zuckerberg to come to the judiciary and testify in front of God and country and answer some questions, and we'll talk about them together. To what extent, if any, do those of us who use Facebook see a contrived world created by Facebook algorithms? I mean, sometimes I feel like Truman in the Truman Show, the movie. Number two, has Facebook been a good steward of our data? There have been some news reports indicating otherwise, and I'd like to hear what Mr. Zuckerberg's thoughts are on it. Number three, I'd like to talk about the bargain that we as consumers have made with Facebook. I mean, we know what we get. We get free access to the Facebook site. I'd like to understand more precisely what Facebook gets. And I guess the largest issue is how do we preserve the good things about Facebook, and there are many good things, while at the same time combating the corrosive effects of Facebook. I think the only rational way to approach answering that question is to invite Mr. Zuckerberg and the other CEOs of the social media platforms to Congress and to let us talk about it. I mean, at this point, based on the first hearing to which Mr. Zuckerberg and the other CEOs sent their lawyers, who did a lot of bobbing and weaving and dodging and stalling and restalling and didn't really answer forthrightly, based on that hearing, it appears that Facebook is trying to, you know, manage Congress, sort of a mushroom form of management, you know, keep us in the dark and feed us manure. And I don't believe in the mushroom form of management.
What could he say? You know, this is certainly not the first time, although it is getting more intense every time, not the first time that Facebook has faced these criticisms or been careless with its users' data. I mean, what could he say that would make you feel like the company is taking this seriously?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not trying to be flip. If I knew what he was going to say, I may not need him. Mm-hmm. I'd like him to just talk about these issues. They're bigger than Cambridge Analytica, though Cambridge Analytica is clearly a part. I'd like us to be able to talk about these issues, talk about what, if anything, we need to do to address these issues, and to particularly, but and I should say, including but not limited to, dealing with preservation of the sanctity of people's data. I just see it as a first step of saying, okay, we may have a problem here. Let's examine it from all sides, and let's talk about what, if anything, we ought to do about it. I don't think these issues are going away. They shouldn't. They're not really Republican or Democratic issues. I mean, yeah, Cambridge Analytica worked for President Trump, but President Obama's very able campaign team, when he first ran for president, did they were pioneers in mining data from Facebook. I'm not saying anybody did anything illegal or wrong. I don't know. I just clearly see the potential for us to have some real problems here. And indeed, we already have problems. We know Russia tried to influence our election, at least in part through Facebook.
Are you planning to call for more? I mean, I think consumers feel like we are way past the point of maybe having a problem. And certainly the European Union is about to enact some of the strongest privacy laws we've ever seen. And your party is in the majority. You have a lot of power to create new regulations over these companies that include Facebook, but also Equifax or Yahoo or anybody who is careless in the way that they store consumer data. Do you think that that is a possibility, that some kind of regulation of these companies could happen?
Well, let me say first, I have a lot of respect for the EU, but I wouldn't hold them up as a model of regulatory balance. So and European culture is different from American culture. So I wouldn't pattern anything after the EU. Doesn't mean I wouldn't pay attention to what the EU's doing and try to learn from it. But I think America needs to take a little different approach. I suspect that's what we'll find out. I'm not looking to regulate anybody to death, but I am. I would like Facebook's input and the input of the other CEOs on how to solve this problem. If they care to participate. Now, if they don't care to participate, I don't think this issue is going away. So to answer your question, yeah, I think there's a realistic possibility. I'm not going to call it a probability, but because we don't have anything on the table. But there's a realistic possibility that Congress will act. And we may get it wrong. I mean, we may get it right as well. But I think we've got a better chance of getting it right if we sit down with the people who know these companies best. That would, of course, be their CEOs. If they want to just send their lawyers again, I can tell them how to save some money. Don't send your lawyers, because I'm not saying their lawyers don't do their job. They do their job too well. They just aren't very forthcoming.
How political is this issue? You mentioned that, but do you think that there's a possibility that this conversation about data and privacy, which, you know, ultimately I think is how a lot of consumers see it, could get derailed by the politics, the Cambridge Analytica aspect, the who did what kind of targeted advertising?
Well, it's not political to me in this sense. Look, people have been coming to politicians for a long time now saying, I can win your election for you on the internet. Well, hey, I don't begrudge anybody, any political consultant, the opportunity to earn a living. But unless you're a rock, only dumber, you know that one approach doesn't alone automatically guarantee you're going to win an election. There's no way to tell why you won an election. It's just not. And sometimes a presence on the internet helps. Sometimes it doesn't. It depends on how to use it. TV matters. Groundwork matters. I mean, it's complicated. So I don't consider this a political issue. Yeah, Cambridge Analytica worked for President Trump, but President Obama's campaign was the pioneer in trying to influence human behavior through Facebook. Nothing wrong or illegal about that if it's done fairly and correctly. I just think we need to learn more about it. I do. Sometimes I feel when I'm on Facebook like I am Truman in the movie, The Truman Show. Mm-hmm. That this is all contrived. I'm only seeing what somebody out there, who I'm sure is well intentioned, but thinks I ought to see. And I think more and more Americans are feeling uncomfortable with that. I mean, as I said yesterday, it's kind of creepy. You kind of get into the foothills of creepy here, and. I really think we do need to sit down and talk about it. I don't see it as a Republican issue or as a Democratic issue. I really don't. I don't see it as a comment on President Trump's campaign in any form or fashion. I just see it as a privacy issue. Here we have these really successful American companies that talk about bringing us together and bringing us closer, and in many respects that they do, but sometimes they drive us apart, and we need to talk about it.
The Judiciary Committee also heard from the CEO of Equifax in October about its giant data breach. You've made a bipartisan call for Mark Zuckerberg to come before the committee. Could you imagine a scenario in which you craft some legislation around, you know, requiring companies to report data breaches or how they treat our data?
Can I imagine that? Sure, I can imagine it. That doesn't mean that I would,
would necessarily do it.
I mean, I really think the first step to regulation is, and we may not end up doing any regulation. But the step one in all this is say, hey, we've got a problem here, or a potential problem anyway. To many Americans, it's a problem, and you guys and gals know your companies. You built them. Let's sit down and talk about it. Maybe you've already got it solved. I don't know. But don't try to manage us. You know, I think everybody's in good faith. I mean, I'm not looking to regulate anybody out of business. We may not need to regulate at all. We may need to regulate. But this problem is not going away. It's there. It needs to be addressed. And if I were running Facebook or one of the other social media platforms, and I'm not, and I don't aspire to be, and I'm not saying they're not really capable, extraordinarily capable people, but if I was in charge, I'd say, you know what? I'm better off being at the table, because sometimes if you're not at the table, you end up being the meal.
That's Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana. Mark Zuckerberg is now speaking publicly about the controversy. He said Facebook would take another look at apps that have access to your data and give users more obvious controls over how much they share. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.